Thanks, Rod. She travels all over the world, spreading light and love wherever she goes. Robin Schmidt's unique ministry.
It's the weekend of Armed Forces Day in the U.S. However, our first guest honors our military members every day through her own ministry. Myrna Moore talks with Robin Schmidt on Life with Purpose Radio.
The next time you're on an airplane, look for Robin Schmidt. She'll be the flight attendant handing out journals instead of peanuts. Joining us now on Life with Purpose Radio is Robin Schmidt. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
How long have you worked as a flight attendant?
12 years almost.
And tell us about what you do when you're in the air.
A lot of things, actually. In 2002, started adopting service members that I meet on board my flights that happen to be serving our country overseas. And off the airplane is where I do that the most, by sending them cards and letters once a week. And once a month, I send them care packages. And whether I'm on the airplane or out in the world living my daily life, I try to get people as involved as possible to help support our service members so that they know that they're not forgotten and that their service is appreciated.
Now, do you remember the first service person that you approached? Do you remember that?
I actually remember him approaching me. His name was Mike, and he asked me if his exact wording was, "I need a sugar mama to adopt me during my deployment. Will you do it?" And I don't know if he expected me to or not, but it was a great deal of fun sending him care packages in Iraq.
Sugar Mama, 2002, and in that time, you are Sugar Mama to lots and lots of different service people, I can only imagine. Now, there are care packages and the journals. Tell us about some of those individually and how you use them.
I'm every month asking people, can you make more cards? Can you help me write cards? And I just suggest to people to go to the Boys and Girl Scout clubs or the senior centers or their local schools or even their gyms and just say, hey, would you mind signing a card for a service member? Because my goal really is, although I'm just one person, my goal is so that no service member ever feels alone when they're on the battlefield or when they return home. Because when they come home, Myrna, sometimes they need our support more than they did when they were deployed.
Mm. When you are on a flight, you will engage the passengers on the flight in an opportunity to share and to write in a journal.
I have the opportunity through my job to reach a lot of different people, and I'm fortunate that the company that I work for enables me to pass out journals on my flights and get other passengers to sign them.
It is a wonderful thing to share the way that you're sharing, whether it be writing in journals or cards. But I want to reiterate or just mention that it is what you are sharing, which is your faith. Can you talk about why that is key?
I say it openly and honestly all the time that without my faith, I am nothing. And if I did not have God at the center of my life, I would have no sense of purpose and I would be lost. And if I can only share a small portion of my belief system with somebody else to give them that same hope so that they don't feel alone, that is why I'm here. That is why I'm on this earth. We might not always be able to vocally say how we feel about our belief system, but you know what? Our troops are fighting and protecting our rights so that we have the right to proclaim that we love Jesus and that we are Christians. And I won't ever stop doing what I do to support them because they give me that right.
Well said, well said. You have indeed found your mission field. Robin Schmidt, thank you so much for what you're doing and for sharing with us this wonderful ministry that God has given you.
Thank you.
And we're going to have a link on our website. That's lifewithpurposeradio.com. And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Moore.
Life with Purpose Radio.